Welcome back to Mind Body Nexus. Today we're diving into a vital topic that affects our daily lives, discipline. Discipline is often viewed as a strict regimen or a form of self-control, but it's much more nuanced than that. At its core, discipline is about creating sustainable habits that lead to success and fulfillment. So how do we cultivate discipline in our lives? Let's break it down. The first step in achieving discipline is setting clear and meaningful goals. Without a clear vision, it's easy to lose focus and direction. I recommend using the SMART criteria: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goals. This approach provides a roadmap allowing us to visualize where we want to go and how to get there. Once we have our goals defined, the next crucial step is creating a solid plan. This means breaking down those larger goals into smaller manageable tasks. It can be overwhelming to think about the end result, but when we focus on daily actions, it becomes much more achievable. For example, if your goal is to write a book, start by committing to a certain number of words each day rather than fixating on the final product. Consistency is another cornerstone of discipline. It's not enough to work hard sporadically. We need to establish routines that incorporate our goals into our daily lives. When we practice consistency, we start to build habits that drive long-term success. Think of it as creating a rhythm. When we get into that rhythm, it becomes easier to stay on track. Now let's address motivation. While discipline isn't solely reliant on motivation, it certainly plays a role. Motivation can fluctuate. Some days we feel energized and ready to conquer the world, while other days we may struggle to find a drive to even start. This is where discipline comes in. When motivation wanes, discipline keeps us committed to our goals. Finding intrinsic motivation or understanding why our goals matter to us personally can help sustain our drive over the long term. Tracking progress is essential too. Regularly reviewing what we've accomplished not only boosts our motivation but also reinforces our commitment to our goals. This can be as simple as keeping a journal, using habit tracking apps, or even creating a visual chart to mark our achievements. When we can see our progress, it provides a sense of accomplishment that fuels further effort. Self-awareness is another topic of discipline. Understanding our strengths and weaknesses allow us to tailor our approaches. For instance, if we know we tend to get easily distracted, we can create environments that minimize those distractions. This might mean setting boundaries like designating specific work hours or using tools to limit social media during focused tasks. Let's also consider the power of accountability. Sharing our goals with others can create a support system that encourages us to stay disciplined. Whether it's a friend, family member, or mentor, having someone to check in with can significantly enhance our commitment. Regular accountability meetings or even casual check-ins can help keep us on track and motivated. It's crucial to practice self-compassion throughout this journey. Discipline isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Setbacks are a natural part of any process. When we experience a setback, instead of criticizing ourselves, we should focus on what we can learn from the experience. This mindset shift allows us to adjust our plans and move forward rather than getting stuck in a cycle of negativity. Remember, discipline is a journey, not a destination. It takes time to build and maintain. Celebrating small victories along the way can reinforce our commitment and remind us of how far we've come. These moments of celebration are essential. They can act as fuel for our ongoing efforts. Another aspect of discipline is creating a conducive environment. Our surroundings can significantly impact our ability to stay disciplined. For example, if we want to develop a habit of reading more, having a designated reading space free from distractions can help. Similarly, if fitness is a goal, creating a space for workouts or scheduling specific times can make a big difference. It's also important to revisit and reassess our goals periodically. Life changes and so do our priorities. What was important to us a few months ago might not hold the same weight now. By regularly evaluating our goals, we can ensure that they still align with our current aspirations and make adjustments as needed. In summary, discipline is about setting clear goals, creating actionable plans, being consistent, finding intrinsic motivation, tracking progress, cultivating self-awareness, seeking accountability, practicing self-compassion, and adapting to our environments. By embracing these elements, we can develop the discipline needed to achieve our aspirations and lead fulfilling lives. Thank you for joining me today on this exploration of discipline. I hope you feel inspired to cultivate it in your life. Don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts with me on social media. Until next time, keep striving for your goals with discipline and determination.